The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
It is time for Blown Off. And Alyssa's here. Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. We're good.
I'm good.
Great.
What's got now? Are you getting blown off or is this just some kind of hoax?
Because
you just wanted to talk to us.
I think I am.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. That's a bummer. What's the guy's name, first of all?
His name is Jerry.
Oh, horrible name.
Jerry.
Just sounds like a lech. Tell us what's going on with Jerry.
Well, we actually did meet online. And, you know, for a little while we talked online and the conversation was easy. It was funny. He had a cool sense of humor, I thought. You know, worth a dinner, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we did meet. We went on a first date. I thought I thought there was maybe something there, you know? It just felt good. It felt rhythmic. I liked it. And, you know, less than a week later, he asked me to go to lunch with him.
Wow, less than a week later? That's good.
Yeah. Yes, and we went to lunch again. I was really starting to think, you know, I may have really met somebody.
Wow.
Here.
Okay, so it sounds like it's going great.
Yeah,
I thought so. And we did actually go on a third date. He took me to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I thought we had a really fun time. It was, when you get that little feeling like you might be onto something.
Yeah.
I really felt that. And then, honestly, after the movie, never heard from him again.
Hmm.
Ever. And I mean...
What was the movie? Was it really bad or something? No, I guess that doesn't matter.
No, I called him. I even texted him. Nothing back.
Huh.
Nothing.
That's annoying.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, so annoying.
Well, I told you, the guy's named Jerry. You never know with them. All right. Why don't we go ahead and call him now? See if we can figure out why he's kind of cut you loose and why he's blowing you off. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, don't thank us yet. That may be
okay.
That may be a premature thank you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Megan, you ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Alyssa, you listen on the line. Don't say a word.
Promise.
Hello.
Jerry.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
How you doing? Who's this?
I'm doing great, Jerry. I'm doing great. You don't know who this is?
No.
That's weird. I thought, you know, we had pretty...
Not everybody knew you.
No, I don't. Everybody, but a lot of people. Like, a very recognizable voice. Well, anyway.
Okay.
Jerry, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, wow. From the radio.
Yeah. 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 You know what? I got a touch of a cold. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for listening, number one.
Oh, no, hey, did I win something?
That would be cool, but no.
$1 million or something, that'd be cool.
Yeah. You know what's funny? People always ask that, but in the 10 years I've worked here, we've never once had a contest where we just randomly call people and give them stuff.
No, but that would be also cool.
But everybody just always thinks that. No, we're actually calling...
You can start with me.
We can start with you.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I have a... you know what I have? I have a WOKV pen for you.
Perfect.
No, Jerry, we actually wanted to talk to you about Alyssa. Do you remember Alyssa?
Yeah, I mean, how do you know about Alyssa?
She actually called us up and she told us that you're blowing her off and she was really into you and she doesn't really understand why you're not calling her again.
Yeah,
so.
She said you guys had some good times together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's got some issues. I mean, and what I mean is she's got an eating disorder.
She's got
a what? I have a what?
Is that Alyssa?
Yeah, and eating disorder? What in... God, eating disorder?
You don't eat anything. It's like you're starving yourself all... I can't believe we're talking about this on the radio.
I eat all day long.
You went out and you ate... I mean, a bird eats more than you do.
I eat like a normal, healthy person.
No,
eating is like one of my favorite times of the day. I love
food. Yeah.
So look, we went out to dinner, and all she got was a salad with like a couple of little strips of chicken on it, and that was it.
Like a chicken salad?
a chicken salad. I mean, but like little pieces of chicken with just like a little bit of salad.
Okay, I ordered a chicken salad.
But did she eat?
I even ordered it with blue cheese dressing. I mean, yeah. How many people do you know with eating disorders that eats blue cheese dressing?
Okay.
Well, I mean, that little salad isn't enough to sustain anybody.
Okay. Oh, my God, you sat there and ordered one entire whole chicken, devoured it, and you had, like, two huge sides and... We're still interested in dessert. I mean, I'm sorry.
Is that true, Jerry? You ate an entire chicken?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what people eat. I mean, that's, you know, I had a healthy dinner. That's what people eat.
An entire chicken is a healthy dinner?
What world does somebody sit down to
call it an entire chicken?
I mean, we're not talking, you know, a pigeon or, you know, this was like, it looked like a 3-pound chicken.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's enough to feed a family.
What they call it. It wasn't a whole chicken.
Yeah. Jerry, just because you eat that much doesn't mean that everybody has to eat that much. Like, I mean, it doesn't seem like normal amount.
I mean, but comparatively, it's like I just felt like she was just not eating for some reason.
Right. And yeah, Alyssa, you had a chicken salad but did you ate the chicken salad or did you just kind of let it sit there?
Oh, honey, I so ate it.
Yeah. And you didn't like throw it up afterward or anything? No.
No.
Okay.
You go, you enjoy a good sound. Like I said, I ordered blue cheese. I ate the croutons.
Okay, what about the movie? What about the movie? Okay.
What happened at the movies?
You know, I did think that was odd.
Okay, we go in, and I order a big drink for me and a big tub of popcorn, and I turn to her and I said, you know, what do you want? And she just orders a bottle of water.
Hello. First off, he orders a tub. I mean, tub, popcorn, butter, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a date. Sorry if I saw 101 Dalmatians too many times. I figured we were sharing the big giant tub of popcorn.
First of all, I think it's Lady and the Tramp is what you're thinking of.
Yeah. You know what? You're so right.
No, I know. I know.
Really heated here. You know, it's like I thought we would sit nicely, share a popcorn, enjoy a movie. Yes, I order water. I'm not a soda drinker.
Right.
Water is healthier.
But wait a minute. So, Jerry, you ordered the big tub of popcorn just for you?
I eat healthy. I mean, I eat a healthy amount.
And eat a healthy amount. Oh,
but you had, like, just eaten dinner, right? So maybe she wasn't hungry because she just ate.
Well, I wasn't trying to keep all the food for myself. I was just, that's why I turned to her and I said, hey, let me get you something, too.
And she just got a bottle of water.
Yeah, she just got a bottle of water and it had, like, a handful of popcorn.
You pulled the popcorn on the other side of your body. You even put it, like, where we could share.
Okay. I think what's happening here, Jerry, is not that Alyssa has an eating disorder. It's just that you eat a lot and she eats like a normal person would eat.
Like, normal.
Well, I mean, I'm like Alyssa, though. I mean, I keep in shape. I go to the gym a lot. And
well, hopefully.
To have calories to build muscle. You know, that's the way it works. But
right.
I mean,
okay, so let me ask you this, Jerry. If Alyssa promised to eat, you know, like a plate of ribs and a side of mashed potatoes and a chocolate brownie-covered dessert, would you then be interested in going out with her again?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I just don't know. I
competitive by nature. That's not something I think I want to keep up with. So you know what? You made a really good choice here.
Okay. All right, great. All right, well, listen, guys, you hang on 1 second. It's the Big 8 Morning Mix. You know, it's good that we didn't have to send them out to dinner again because we probably wouldn't be able to afford his bill.
Yeah.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.